Could ice cream trucks, and their trademark jingles, be driving into your neighborhood in the near future? Kaun. Jeff Chetwerzuk brought forward an inquiry at Monday's council meeting, requesting city staff to prepare a report on the feasibility of allowing the trucks to operate in residential areas. They are currently banned. I brought this forward today because of the support I've heard from the constituents for the return of ice cream trucks, Chetwerzuk said. It's also been brought to my attention that ice cream trucks are still currently running in Orillia, even though they're not permitted, and this was a concern as it does not allow for the safety concerns to be addressed or managed. With safety concerns in mind, Kaun. J. Fallis proposed an amendment that would see city staff investigate safety options for the trucks, which was ultimately voted down by council, but Kaun. David Campbell noted the requested report should do the trick on addressing safety. Kaun. Ralph Sipala took a strong stance against permitting the trucks, highlighting safety and environmental concerns, as well as the fact there are many places to buy ice cream in Orillia already. I think the safety of our children is the most important, but I also think of the environment. These trucks have to be running all the time in order to keep the ice cream refrigerated, he said. The other thing is, the OPP didn't support it last time, this was requested, and they don't now, said the Ward 2 councillor. I don't support this 100%. I will not support trucks being on residential streets for the safety of our children, and for the environment. It's not appropriate, Sipala said. Kaun. Whitney Smith, however, disagreed with Sipala's concerns, and added ice cream trucks might be permitted to run only in areas without other ice cream businesses. I mean, our buses run all day long and also cause emissions, so I don't think an ice cream truck is going to be an issue when it comes to global warming. I support the ice cream trucks, she said. If we have vendors that are in certain parks, maybe we say to the ice cream trucks, hey, don't go in this park or this park, but you can go through all the residential roads, she suggested. This is not the first time a city council member has brought forward the idea, said Kaun. Tim Lauer, who suggested Chetwerzuk draft his own report on the matter as opposed to requesting city staff do the work on another. It's like Groundhog Day for me. I think I've seen this one 3 or 4 times, Lauer said. I wonder if a better, more effective way to deal with this would simply be to pull that previous report and come forward with a report with all these questions you guys have found, and it can be dealt with at a different time. However, both Chetwerzuk and Fallis successfully argued it would be best for city staff, with their expertise, to draft the report.